This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, good to be with you, Payne and Pendergast. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Man, people still weighing in on the Laramie Tunsil trade.
Weigh in.
We have a texter weighing in saying that, hey, guy, I got to go find the text. But we have a texter weighing in saying and that basically any way you slice it, this Tunsil trade is not good, saying it's on the level of the DeAndre Hopkins trade. I'm waiting for an answer back as to why this is a DeAndre Hopkins-level bad trade.
Here's the biggest thing, and this is if this sets your mind at ease at all, if you feel that way, the compensation is right. The nerds that break all this stuff down will largely say it equates out to about a late first-round pick for Laramie Tunsil. You clear space on the cap, and whether or not it's a DeAndre Hopkins-level trade is more about how do you address the offensive line moving forward. Mm-hmm. Because just by virtue of clearing the space that you did, you can sign some dependable, solid veteran offensive linemen. And that helps a lot. If you look at any offensive line in the league, if you got one guy who's a stud, and you know, let's be clear, Laramie Tunsil is not on the same level or caliber of player that DeAndre Hopkins was. You know, Laramie Tunsil is a Pro Bowl caliber player. He's very good, but he's nowhere near the Tristan Wirfs, the Trent Williams, the Penei Sewell types in the league. He's just not the complete player that those guys are. They're not in the same conversation, but he's a very good player.
Yeah.
But any offensive line in the league, if you've got one guy who's a really good player and four guys who are drastically underperforming, almost every coach in the league would say, okay, if you can give me four solid guys but I have to give up my one superstar, I'd much rather have solid guys across the board.
Yeah.
So that's where, how do the Texans build the offensive line now and in the draft and in training camp via trade or what have you? That's where you really either turn this into a bad thing or a good thing for the Texans. It's a great move in theory. I think it's really hard to build a blue-collar, gritty, and tough offensive line when a guy like Laramie Tunsil, who's he's a finesse player. He is a finesse player. That's not a D'Amico Ryans style of player. It's hard to build an offensive line like that when your highest paid player is Laramie Tunsil. So, I get it. But the DeAndre Hopkins comparison is way too aggressive and just inaccurate in a lot of ways.
Well, in the comp, you weren't saving money against the cap with Hopkins that I can recall like you were with Tunsil. But the big thing was just the pure compensation itself. The compensation the Texans got for DeAndre Hopkins was getting panned 5 seconds after that trade got reported.
Yeah.
The compensation the Texans are getting for Laramie Tunsil in the form of draft picks is being widely viewed as acceptable. And I would say there's a very small portion of people that are like, well, they didn't get a first-round pick, so it's not a great trade. So to me, the two are very different. And the other big difference is how it's being viewed by the fan base, the approval rating. You are among the very small minority, my friend, that disapprove of this deal amongst Texan fans, it feels
No, but I think, if you're looking at it cold, hard, analytically, there's reasons that eyebrows are raised around this. Mm-hmm. That everything that people are saying is accurate on the face of it when you say, well, you had one of the worst pass protection offensive lines in the league last year, and you're getting rid of the one guy who is good at pass protection. You have to look at how good was he for the team, though, this specific team. How good of an influence was he in the way that he operated, which is, frankly, he's an independent operator. On the position group where you need guys that are five fingers in a glove, that is a guy that cared about Laremy Tunsil and Laremy Tunsil alone by virtue of his play. I'm not talking about Instagram or anything else. I don't care about locker room politics. By virtue of the way he plays the game of football, it was clear and obvious that he does not care about the team and the overall success of the offense. He cared about his PFF grade. And the other thing, too, is I love how all the people that want to stand up for Laremy Tunsil, they love using his Pro Football Focus pass protection grade and that alone and where he ranked in that.
Yeah,
I don't like using Pro Football Focus grades, but if I were to go into that territory, if I were going to lend them credence, I might say, well, where was he in the overall rankings among offensive tackles? Oh, 23rd.
Right.
Oh, gosh, maybe I should put that in my tweet.
Yeah.
Maybe I should, if I'm going to put out a PFF grade as a credible grade, why am I only putting out the pass protection grade and not the overall ranking where they had him as the 23rd best offensive tackle in the game?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know. It feels disingenuous, frankly.
I agree with you. Yeah, that's a great point. Here was Ian Rapoport yesterday. We learned a little bit more about the process the Texans went through here to arrive at trading Laremy Tunsil to Washington, including the fact that there were other teams that had a chance to get Laremy Tunsil, tackle needy teams if they wanted him.
Did everybody know Laremy Tunsil was available?
they kind of, I don't want to say shopped, because it's not like they were like, shopping is more like, we're trying to get rid of him. If not, we'll cut him. They talked to some teams who were in the tackle market, and some of those teams opted for younger or cheaper versions.
Okay. We'll see.
Bad move.
Yeah, we will.
We'll see. No, this is like the really interesting stuff to me. It's like several teams who either signed tackles or were in the tackle market had the chance for Tunsil, decided not to. Like, we're going to see how it goes.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, I know how it's going to go with Tunsil. Mm-hmm. Tunsil's going to do his shit.
Like
that's how it's going to go. CJ's wondering what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
and Jaden Daniels is going, thank you
to
everything going on in Washington right now.
I love how he just like speaks like CJ's wondering what the hell's going on. Like he
Is that your source, CJ, Pat? You got the text from CJ? What the hell, Pat? What's going on?
Practically zero from CJ this offseason. We've heard nothing from him about anything this offseason.
And the very fact that guys like Titus Howard or CJ Stroud or any might be wondering what's going on, that's exactly the problem in that dynamic with Laremy Tunsil, is that guys on that offense are too young and dumb to actually know what professionalism looks like. I say young and dumb, affectionately. Mm-hmm. In the case of CJ, I'll say it affectionately. In case of Titus Howard, he's been around a few years. Being well-liked in the locker room is not synonymous with leadership.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same thing. Likeability can be an aspect of leadership, but it's certainly not leadership, the sum total. And when your younger players look at a guy who doesn't give a damn about whether he false starts or not, that is seems to care a whole lot more about what being the highest paid offensive lineman in football than being the most complete offensive tackle in football, doesn't play with any kind of physicality, he's a finesse player. That's not the kind of guy that, frankly, in my mind, D'Amico Ryans probably wants his younger players trying to emulate.
Right.
And when CJ, on his podcast tour last year, said that Laremy is a vet, doesn't do nothing extra in practice, that's exactly the opposite of what D'Amico wants. You look on the defensive side of the ball, where they are molded in D'Amico Ryan's image, you've got guys like Derek Stingley, who's out there before practice, after practice, Jerry Hughes, Daniil Hunter, veteran players, guys who are genuinely old players. Laremy, you got to remember, Laremy Tunsil has been operating like that since he's been in his 20s.
Since like 25.
Before he was an old man, he was on the old man plan.
Yeah.
You know? But Jerry Hughes and Danielle Hunter be out there working with the young guys, working after practice, doing all that stuff. And Laremy Tunsil's not that guy. So D'Amico Ryans, as I said yesterday, he is a true believer in the religion of swarm. He's not just giving lip service to it once a week or showing up the Bible study because it looks good on Wednesday nights. In the church of swarm, he is a true believer. And there's a lot about the way Laremy Tunsil operates that is not swarm. Even the type of player he is, based on nothing else but film, you can watch Laremy Tunsil and say, wow, yeah, he's brilliant as a pass protector. He's a true technician. He's really, really good at it. Is he swarm? No, he stands around. In the run game, he'll block as long as he can, and then he stands straight up on the goal line. Remember the play last year where he's standing vertically?
Yeah.
Like he's guarding the tomb of the unknown soldier? Yes. Well, bodies are flying around him because he feels, I've done my part on this play.
Right. And Titus does it too.
Titus does it too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll block for so long, and then I'm just going to stand around and become a spectator. These are great seats.
Yeah.
That's not swarm.
Nope.
So if you want the offense to look anything close to what the defense does, you can't have guys who are very just the opposite of scrappy out there on your offensive line.
Right. No, if they block for 3 seconds or 4 seconds, they're like, my job's done here. You know, like cleaning their hands off, like, sorry. Union says I'm only supposed to work 3.3 seconds on every play.
That's what made it hard was because you see on the defensive side of the ball, like, man, all right, they've got some things they need to clean up, but my God, do you ever doubt their passion?
No.
Do you ever doubt their aggression? Do you ever doubt whether they want to destroy their opponent?
Right.
Never once.
Yeah, there's plenty to clean up. The lunatic fringe is not one of those things. They are perfectly on the lunatic fringe in a good way.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson, speaking of which, he's the newest member of the Texans defense, and I would say he lives on the lunatic fringe, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He's going to fit in magnificently on this defense at safety. Here was C.J. Gardner-Johnson, came over in the trade for Kenyon Green yesterday on getting the phone call that he was being traded.
I ain't lying to you. I thought they were fools. I ain't lying. I saw 3-1, like, April Fool, they damn sure got me. They playing crazy with me right now. But nah, it wasn't no love law. It wasn't no bad blood. It was a great phone call. Great phone call. It was an amazing phone call, to be all the way thorough.
Okay, so he's
great phone call.
Excited about the phone call. I
don't know what podcast this was on, but it looked like it might have been his live stream or something. One of his buddies was sitting in the back.
Yeah, like on the couch in the background.
Just kind of scrolling on his phone and stuff, and he'd chime in every now and then.
Yeah, it felt like it was an IG live that he was on there just talking to, you know, talking about his situation and maybe answering a few of the viewers on there. The 3-1 thing that he's talking about, and he thought it was April Fool's. You asked people to weigh in on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Like, what is he talking about there? The general answer we got is that he probably looked down at his phone. It was March 10th or 11th, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Saw 3-1 and got his months mixed up.
March 31st or something. Or
they
yeah.
like thought it was. Yeah. He only saw like March 1st, but he thought it was April. Like he thought that he saw that it was the first of the month.
Yeah.
He only saw the one. Yeah. So yeah. I don't know what that is. But at any rate, he's a Houston Texan.
Maybe he was scheduling a dental appointment or something.
Something.
He had his calendar open. Yeah.
CJ Gardner-Johnson describing how the whole deal came about.
Situation is, them young guys got to get paid in Philly. Jalen Carter, Reed, Zach, all them guys got to get their money. They deserve it. You know, me getting older, so I got to understand, like, it was no bad blood. It was none. So, you know, all I asked them was, like, between me and y'all, like I told them, I just want to go somewhere where I could play winning football. I ain't asked for a specific place. I just... Feel me? This honesty, man. I just want to play winning football. Like, I ain't even saying a lot. Other than that, you know, I woke up next day and boom, there it is. So, we're in Houston.
Yeah, you're in Houston. Welcome to Houston, CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Boom. There it is. Yeah. Somebody had brought up a point. I think it was Sam Warren I was reading this morning. And I hadn't really thought of this angle. Obviously, he has championship experience. Mm-hmm. He's played in a Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl. I don't want to, you know, turn this into an, hey, Ed Reed's going to teach these guys how to win. But there is an element of, man, it's good to have as many guys as possible on your team that have successful playoff experience, deep runs, all the pressure that, if you think about Philadelphia last year and how early in the season it was all doom and gloom. There'd been an off season where there were reports that the quarterback and the head coach hated each other. The defense did not start off strong. It wasn't a great showing early in the season, and they kept at it, and they obviously became the team that they did.
It feels like he's a younger version of what they envisioned getting when they brought Jimmy Ward here. You know, Jimmy Ward, who didn't win a Super Bowl in San Francisco, but played in a Super Bowl in San Francisco, played in a lot of high-level games, played himself at a very high level, like C.J. Gardner-Johnson has. But by the time Jimmy Ward got here, he was in his 30s, and he was getting banged up with a litany of injuries. Not just one thing, it was several different things and continued to be. Now, Jimmy Ward is still here. They extended him for one more year. Dude, Jimmy Ward and C.J. Gardner-Johnson in the same room. How's that for you?
Yeah, that's a lot of fun, man.
Those are two pregame hype huddle guys.
Oh yeah,
you know,
good.
Like that are
important.
Yeah,
Casario probably weighed that in to the equation. Hey, we gotta help out the social media department here. Okay, let's get these guys something they can feel good about.
CJ Gardner-Johnson did that whole thing before one of the big playoff games this year. He had all the guys gathered around him. He was the one in the middle, getting them all fired up and whatnot. So.
I think, the other guy with championship caliber experience, but not, you know, nothing to get overly excited about is Justin Watson, the receiver they added from
KC.
From Kansas City.
Yeah.
And, you know, very, very affordable short-term deal. I feel like that one was the fact that this is my conspiracy theory behind that. Justin Watson went to University of Pennsylvania. He went to the Wharton School.
Oh yeah,
the business school there.
Yeah,
and you know Nick loves to read about finance and everything.
Yeah,
I think he just wants to pick Justin Watson's brain. For
he
a
might.
While.
Yeah, he may have learned about him like on some Reddit feed about finance before he learned about him being a Kansas City Chief. You know.
Yeah.
One more from C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Is this an acceptable use of Houston, we've got a problem?
What my text? Houston, we got a problem.
I like him already. You have a pass.
That's just raw and visceral joy and excitement over becoming, you know, using it in the way the kids use these days, where, oh, he's a problem in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Houston, we got a problem. We are a problem.
You're the problem.
I approve that usage for now.
Yep.
That he wasn't trying to throw shade at Houston, obviously. But in general, it's kind of like making racial jokes where you think like, oh no, we're all having fun. Like, no, just Just stay away from it. Yeah. You just say, it's cool. You know, you're not Bill Burr, okay?
Not necessary. You can't pull
it. Yeah, yeah. So likewise with using Houston, we have a problem. Just stay away from it. Right. It's just too much. There's too much drama there.
Yes. Yeah. We got a lot of people texting in with what the new name of this, the nickname of NRG Stadium should be. I'll hit some of those. We've got a few
for the defense as a way to talk about how it's an awful place to go and play if you're a quarterback. Okay.
A nickname for the defense that incorporates the stadium into it. So we'll get to some of those. And a move made inside the division. Boy, I love being in the AFC South. A quarterback move inside the AFC South was made late yesterday in our show. We'll get to that coming up next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.